This is Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. The headline this week from the IHSA 2023 IHSA Distinguished Media Service Award winners. One of those is our friend Brian Roush from WCCI Radio. Congratulations, heck of an honor, a deserving honor, my friend Brian Roush. Nice going.
Well, Jim, thank you so much. And you know, having gone through this a few years back, it's a wonderful honor from the IHSA, but it comes from, you know, the local schools. And to say that I'm humbled, honored, and overjoyed is probably an understatement. And again, I just am taken aback with the response and the outpouring of, well wishes and thanks for the great job and all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, okay. I thought I was just doing a job on a daily basis and trying to do my best. But boy, if I'm impacting some people out there, I'm very happy to hear that.
It's more than that. Your career dates back, I see, to 1993. So, you know, over the 30-year mark. And I see, you know, one of the lines where he's broadcast thousands of high school games. So, when you talk about thousands, you've been doing it for a long time. Do you remember the very first game they said Roush and you're like, yeah, hey, we're going to send you out tonight and you're going to broadcast this event? What do you remember that or not?
You know, I really don't, because I kind of shadowed for a year, so I don't really remember. But this does kind of hit upon an interesting story. I do kind of remember my first basketball tournament. That was the Savannah Turkey Tournament. At the time, my friend Steve Herring was working for the Times Journal, and I was looking at the program, and back in those days, I had a shirt and tie on. I'm looking at the program, and of course, it has a turkey on the front of the Turkey Tournament program. It looks like I'm looking at a menu. So he took my picture with this thing, then put a caption on it and said, you know, I'll probably have the dressing, and I'll probably have, you know, yams or whatever. And I'm just like, oh, great. You know, so I had that picture hanging up for a long time. Well, one of the area papers wants to do a story and they want that picture, you know, because it's like, it's one of the first pictures when I first started. And, you know, it's amazing to look back at how young we were back then, Jim.
Yeah. Get the jacket and tie back out, man. All right. So yeah. The other thing I think about, you know, when you get this type of honor, and I'm speaking from a radio standpoint and a small market radio standpoint, that nothing compares to the connection between broadcaster and listener. And I think that's magnified times 100 when you talk about kind of the small market radio medium, because of the roads you travel and the schools you cover, right? You can speak to what that has meant to your career, the relationship between listener and broadcaster.
Right. And yes, that is an amazing thing. And we're so approachable. It's not like when you go to a big venue and you see a national sports broadcaster and you're not going to get anywhere close to them, you know, unless it's just by luck, you know. Here, we're approachable. You try to be friendly. And I was told early on in my career, hey, when you go to different gymnasiums, get to know everybody. And that will be part of the fun. Just going out and doing your job is one thing, but make it enjoyable and talk to everybody and know someone at every school. And boy, oh boy, you know, it has really become that. And when I first started, I was working at the time with Mark Shaning, and I would go places, where's Mark tonight? And then as Mark approached retirement, he said, I get tired of saying, Brian's at home tonight. I'm doing the game, you know? And I said, yeah, people care about us. They let us into their homes and into their vehicles. And, you know, they feel like, you and I are their friends, Jim.
Yeah, and there's some real truth to that. And I think the other thing too, you know, if you work in this business for 30 plus years, I've been doing it, I think 34, and I'll say whether it's right or wrong, I don't know. You get credibility if you've been around for 34 years. But I tell people that, hey, I ain't the expert, man. I'm letting the people do the talking. They're the experts. And that's what I dig about the job, is I provide the avenue for the youth, for the coaches, for the schools. And they can tell their own story. I'll talk to them about it. But that's how I kind of approach the gig. And I think the other interesting, you know, similarity I have with your career, I think Brian's career and my career parallel one another, because, you know, John Hoscheid, who owned WRMJ up until this fall, started his radio career with WCCI owner Beaver Miller, Brian's boss. So, I mean, I draw those comparisons to kind of our, I call it our upbringing, I guess, in radio, and then kind of the styles of how we do it. And I know with this show, when we started doing this show, how many years ago has it been? 9 or 10 years from now? We always tell people, hey, yeah. We don't have the answer. We're the starting point of the conversation. You carry on and have the conversation, and you come up maybe with the solution or have continued discussions about it, right?
Right. And we both have to thank Joe Grimm for kind of, you know, putting us, you know, in the same spot to, you know, be radio brothers, if you will. I mean, it was a situation where I know Joe worked with you guys after he worked with us, or at about the same time. And I think at some point he's like, oh, you know, Jim does this and this and this. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty much what I do, you know, and we've hit it off ever since.
Well, and I think too, the other thing I appreciate about my relationship with Brian Roush, a truly tremendous talent in this profession. But you say about, you know, the relationships you build and the conversations you have and the people you meet. So I know one of the things we've done over the years is we'll get together wherever, and you'll have an event to kick off the season up in Savannah. Or we have this like weird group that gets together. This year it was Jeff Parsons, Pat Lohr, my brother-in-law, Eric Kudranowicz, then one other person came up with us. And so we have these type of conversations that I think are so engaging and so meaningful in life, that you have the opportunity to I guess develop these great friendships. And I just think that's a pretty cool part of this relationship too.
Yeah, and I agree, and I love when we're able to get together and talk sports and, you know, eat a meal and then sit there for 3 hours talking. And, you know, and as far as the location of this awarding, to get back to that, it's going to be in Scales Mound. What the IHSA does is they ask you for like 5 options, and then they work on the date that works for them. So I tried to hit every area school as a possibility, and it turns out that it's Scales Mound. And I don't know if I've ever shared this story, but last year when the Hornets were getting set to go back to state for a second state tournament run, where they finished second straight year, I'm up interviewing the kids, and some of them say, yeah, we can do an imitation of Usain WCCI. And I said, yeah. I said, when I first started hearing that, I was kind of self-conscious because I thought people were poking fun at me. And they said, we're not poking fun at you. You're a legend here in Scales Mound. And so I said, you know what? I'm glad Scales Mound was the location picked out to present the award. So,
and that'll be Saturday, December 9th, in between, during pregame, I think around 3:00. So I'm making the trip up there on December 9th. You heard Brian say it. He called me, right, everybody? He called me a radio brother. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.